Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring him in now. He is the Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback and with Seahawks Radio, and always good to get a chance to get him on the program. Warren Moon now joining us. Warren, how you been?
I have been great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well.
Season is over. We're getting to the real stuff this week.
Yeah. So tell me, in your playing days, what was it like for you going through, you know, the preseason? Obviously, training camps were a little bit different compared to what they are today. But what was it like for you to finally get to the regular season after everything you went through in training camp?
Well, you know, it was a grind back in those days. It's not like what they're doing today where they don't have two-a-days anymore. It's a little bit easier training camp experience. I know their year is a lot longer because they start a little bit earlier with the OTAs and all that. But training camp for us was a mental and physical grind to get through it. And it really made you mentally and physically ready for the season, kind of battle-tested you. And once you went into the season, you were just glad that you were out of training camp and out of those double days. But I know I needed that time. I think all of our teams needed that time in order to create that continuity and chemistry that you needed and the unity away from the field and just to get yourself ready mentally and physically for a long, hard season. And I thought training camp did that back in those days.
Well, talk specifically about that, because this year, you know, obviously with so many guys in training camp and cutdowns not being until after your final preseason game, a lot of the starters, offensively speaking, did not play. Aaron Rodgers took very few snaps. They got a new guy in Martellus Bennett, a new guy in Lance Kendricks, a new guy on the guard position at Jarry Evans, obviously four running backs. So how tough is it to get to come out? I mean, this thing looks like a Ferrari on paper, but how tough is it to make it run coming right out of the chute?
You know, that's the question that every coach has to balance because every coach is worried about his players getting injured in preseason games. That's why they're not playing them a lot. But then you worry about how sharp and crisp are we going to be once the season gets going from these guys not playing. So you're hoping that because these guys are veteran players that they'll be able to come together a little bit quicker. But you got to remember, these are new faces. When you get into regular season games compared to preseason games, it's a totally different atmosphere. So you're hoping and praying that these guys click really quickly, but sometimes it doesn't always happen that way.
What's easier to make click, defense or offense?
Probably defense, because defense is more reactionary. Offense has a lot more to do with timing and cohesion and chemistry, as I talked about, especially with offensive line play, quarterback-receiver communication. When it comes to different situations in ball games, you want to make sure you're on the same page in every situation. So I think it takes a little bit longer for offense to really gain their personality than it does for a defense, because defense is basically reactionary and just finding the football and going after it.
Talk about the offense for what the Seattle Seahawks are bringing to the table. One of the biggest concerns in the offseason was to bolster that offensive line. Do you think they've done enough?
Well, they thought they had until we lost George Fant, our left tackle, for the season with a ACL injury. So that really set us back a little bit. But we've got a young guy by the name of Riso Odhiambo who they think is capable. He played the last two preseason games, did a nice job for us. But like I said, the preseason is nothing like the regular season, and he's going to face some of the best passing defensive ends in the league at that position. So he's going to be challenged and tested. But offensive line play has more to do, I think, with playing together as a unit, communication in that, than it does as individual players. But there are going to be times where you as an individual are going to have to go up against that individual pass rusher, and you need to win more times than not. Where other times during the game, you can do things to protect, you know, offensive linemen, whether you slide in the line a certain way, whether you're keeping a tight end over there sometimes, whether you're chipping with a back to help him out. There's things you can do to help him out, but there will be times where he's going to be isolated and he's going to have to win against that defensive end.
So we're all talking about Eddie Lacy here, and I know Eddie Lacy is a guy that at times looked good in the preseason. He ran with reckless abandon last year before he ended up going down with the injury. I thought he was having a pretty good season. How much do you see him being integrated into this offense?
They want him to be a big part of it because they want to get back to that physical tough running game that we had when Marshawn Lynch was a member of our football team, and that's something that Pete Carroll kind of it's a big part of his philosophy, that everything starts on offense with the running game, and then everything comes off of that with play-action passes and bootlegs and things like that with Russell Wilson. So we want Eddie to be a big part of that running game, to go along with some of our other young running backs that we have, like Thomas Rawls. If he can stay healthy, he's already proven that he can play in this league. C.J. Prosite the same way. We have a young kid by the name of Chris Carson, who we think is going to be a great addition this year. He had a great preseason, so... But Eddie's going to be a big part of that, and you know, he showed well during the preseason, but he's still, I think, not 100% because he's coming off of that ankle injury, and he probably doesn't have the explosiveness that you want him to have right now, but he still runs very physical and very tough, and that's what they're looking for right now, and they feel like as the season goes along, he'll get healthier.
Defensively speaking, you look at this team, and they just look like a juggernaut. I know that the Bennett thing has been blown up really big, and rightfully so. I guess, is that a bonding moment? Can that be good? Can that be, because I never know how to read when guys kind of get out there in the publicity eye, and all of a sudden they have to then go back and be a football player all over again. How do you see that working?
Well, yeah, I think it can be a bonding thing for the football team, and I think everybody has a lot of respect for Michael on the field and off the field, and some of the things that he's doing, you know, as far as being politically active and socially active, and then what he does in the community anyway. So I think the players feel a lot for what the experience that he had to go through in Las Vegas, even though it was, you know, 10 days ago or whatever it was. It's still something that's lingering because it's still in the media. So I think it'll be more of a rallying cry for them. And knowing Michael, he's going to use it as motivation to probably have one of his best football games if he can. And hopefully everybody else will follow suit, especially on that defensive side of the ball.
Russell Wilson last year, a little bit nicked up. This year, healthy, feeling good. You know, you would expect him to return to form. My question is, what is the expectation of this team? They're considered one of the top five teams in all of football. Is it Super Bowl or bust?
You know, that's kind of the way they look at it around there. They feel like the window that they have with this group of core players probably has another couple of years left, and they want to take advantage of every opportunity that they have. So most of these guys are in their prime or just entering into their prime. Like Russell Wilson's only 28 years old, so he's still got a lot of time left. So as long as you have a quarterback that gives you a chance to win every week, and then you've got a defense that can play. And the big key for us this year is going to be, can our running game get back up to speed to where it was a couple of years ago? This team has a chance to go a long way just because of the experience and the talent that they have. So a lot of it starts with number three, their quarterback. It's keeping him healthy, keeping him upright. And if he's healthy and upright every week, like I said, they have a chance to win each and every week.
Talking with Warren Moon. He works on the Seattle Seahawks radio broadcast, also the Pro Football Hall of Famer himself. In comparison, these quarterbacks, how similar and how different are they?
Well, they're a lot similar because they can make things happen outside the pocket. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he probably has one of the most gifted arm talents in the league that we've seen for a while. He has a way of making the miraculous play, the miraculous throw, whether it's a Hail Mary or throwing off balance or whatever. And Russell has a lot of those same type of abilities once he gets outside the pocket. So I think the challenge for both of these defenses is, can you keep both of these guys in the pocket and put pressure on them so they don't feel comfortable back there? Because if they do get outside the pocket, it breaks down your whole defense. And if you give them time to stay in the pocket, they'll carve you apart. So that's going to be a key for this football game for whoever wins it. Who can put the most pressure and make each other's quarterback feel the most uncomfortable in the football game?
How good is Aaron Rodgers, in your opinion? I mean, everybody talks about top quarterbacks and wants to rank them and such. I mean, obviously we look at him as a very, very good quarterback, but is he one of the best of all time?
He's got a chance to be, yes, and you know, if he can win another championship or two, I think that's what quarterbacks are kind of rating on these years, and that's always not fair. But the way the guy has put up numbers and his consistency each and every year, being up there at the top, even though his team doesn't always maybe win a championship, that shows me that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And if you look at his numbers all time, he's right up there with the best numbers all time. So yeah, you've got to say he's one of the best all time.
Always a pleasure to chat with you, Warren. Thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing you at Lambeau Field this coming weekend, okay?
All right. Should be a fun weekend. Should be a great game.
Looking forward to it. Appreciate it. There you go. That is
Thank
the great Warren Moon, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Seahawks radio analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.